Calling to order the KPFA LSB meeting for January 8th, 2022 at 11 a.m. And I'm going to call to order the Delegate Assembly and the reading of the Zoom and KPFA LSB agreements. So the Zoom instructions are participation for purposes of sound quality and clear communication without interruptions. Participants are asked to mute themselves during KPFA LSB online meetings, and the chair or host will recognize one person at a time to unmute themselves and speak. That was supposed to say for purposes. Board members on the phone can mute and unmute themselves by pressing star six. The use of the chat, Zoom chat option is reserved for LSB members only, so that board members are able to process board business without distraction, accord. We look forward to hearing from members of the public during the public comments time. Board members wishing to be called on during the meeting are asked to raise hand by clicking on the participant button at the bottom of the screen and then clicking on the raise hand button on the right, or to press star nine on a phone. Board members will be called on by staff. LSB board members shall use chat to submit written motions to the LSB secretary. Board members online may vote by Zoom, raise hand, or by roll call, or by email with a code when needed. KPFA LSB meeting and email agreements. Audio recording of the meetings is available at kpftx.org. No video recording permitted at KPFA LSB meetings. Speak with each other respectfully using comfortable volumes. Focus on facts, issues, and proposals. No name calling or personal insults. Use attribution of sources and documentation when making statements or assumptions about other people or groups. Listen to each other with care. Honor the agenda and timeline, including staying on topic, following group procedures, and respecting the directions of the chair, facilitators, timekeepers, and people taking stack during meetings. Raise hands to be recognized by the facilitator. Honor individual time allocations per share and finish up when agreed upon time is over. Each person's time may be used for comments or questions with answers included in the time. Honor board confidentiality. KPFA local station board members are required to keep all job performance information related to KPFA management, paid and unpaid staff, and volunteers confidential, to be shared only within closed LSB meetings. If a situation arises when a participant is not willing to honor the above agreements after the agreements are brought to their attention, that person may be asked to leave the meeting or removed from the meeting. And I will now ask Carol to take roll call, please.
Thank you.
Sure.
Christina. I think Adisa was going to do a little opening.
I'm just going to do a short invocation, and good morning and greetings to everyone, and I wish all of you a happy new year. I prepared a short invocation, and it seems as if some of the information has already been shared, but I'd like to share it from my heart, okay? Holy One, we pray that all voices will be heard and that we will have a mindset of inclusivity, honesty, integrity, and courage. We pray that this be a safe place to express their opinions and a place where ideas matter more than titles. We pray that everyone be engaged and involved. We pray that all concerns be addressed. We pray that each member of this team, feel valued and supported by each other, even though we may tend to disagree with what is stated and offered. We pray that we recognize the skill sets and knowledge that each person brings to this table today. Holy One, let us have a spirit of camaraderie in this meeting and work together on our shared mission for KPFA and be effective and decisive in our decisions. And I'm going to say amen, and I just want to let you know that it means so be it.
Thank you, Adisa. And we will now
continue on with the roll call. Yes, I have some very sad news that I want to share with the board. Jake Varghese, who is a board member, passed away the week before this, and he was found in his apartment, and it was a very unexpected death, and we very much appreciate Jake's contributions in the world. And I want to just read a statement from him that's up. "We are in a dangerous time. We are surrounded by corporate propaganda, which has corrupted every single institution in our country. Independent media is critical to society now more than ever. They are the only ones fighting against the corruption, and we must do everything we can to protect the few remaining institutions left in a functioning society. Media is supposed to be the shield against corruption, both public and private, and that third worst kind when they come together." So,
thank you, Carol.
Take a moment of silence to hold for Jake. Thank you. And also to say that we are joined on the board by Zach Caldvier. Zach is a prolific and well-known writer with political issues, especially climate emergency and public policy. And Zach, do you want to say hello?
Yeah, hi, my name is Zach. I had the honor and the privilege of working with Jake these last few months, got to know him real well. He taught me how to manage our website for KPFA Protectors. He was the best kind of guy to work with because he didn't talk a lot, but when he did, you knew it had a lot of intent and clout. So you listened when he talked, and that made it a pleasure to work with. And I'll miss him. Carol touched on some of my background. I currently work for the Public Health Institute as a health equity communications manager. So a lot of my career has been spent as an advocate and a writer on a broad range of social, economic, and environmental justice issues. I also have a educational background, a master's and a bachelor's in telecommunications and mass media policy. And I would just point in terms of what I hope to play my role in protecting KPFA and expanding its legacy and its role. I would just point to Jake's statement that Carol just read. I think that perfectly encapsulates where I'm coming from and what I hope to do in his place, sadly, and I hope to do his name honor. So thank you.
Thank you, Zach. Philip, you've had your hand up for a little bit.
Yes, I sort of wanted to correct your statement about where you can put your hand up. You said it's under participants that you can raise your hand. It's not under participants. It's under reactions on the far right side of that bar at the bottom of the screen. So under reactions is where you can raise your hand.
Thank you, Philip. I appreciate that. We'll have to change the script here. Okay. Thank you for the correction, Philip. Carol, would you please take the roll?
Yes. Adisa Armand.
Present.
Adisa, present. Daniel Borgstrom.
Present. Daniel, present.
Daniel, present. Chris Corey.
Here.
Chris Corey, present. Brian Crowell.
Here.
Brian Crowell, here. Fred Dodsworth.
Here.
Fred Dodsworth, here. Janine Etter. Okay, welcome back. Maybe she'll join us later. Sherry Gendelman.
Present.
Sherry, present. Donald Goldmacher.
Here.
Donald, here. Leslie Howard.
Present.
Leslie, present. Christina Huggins.
Present.
Christina present. Lily Kimura.
Here.
Lily here. Marilyn Langlois.
Here.
Marilyn present. Philip Maldari.
Here.
Philip present. James McFadden.
Here.
James present. Darlene Pagano.
Here.
Darlene present. Christine Pepin.
Here.
Christine here. Frank Sterling. Frank Sterling.
He's here.
Frank. I'll come back. Catherine Tiktokin.
Here.
Catherine here. Aki Tanaka.
I'm here.
Aki Tanaka here. Andrea Turner.
I think Andrea is recovering.
Yes, Andrea is going to be calling in as she can. I know that she is having some challenges right now. Mark Van Landuit. Okay, we'll come back to Mark. Tom Voorhees.
Tom is here on your screen, identified as Steve Erickson.
Thank you, Tom. Tom is present. Carol Wolfley, I am here. Zach Caldevere.
Here.
Zach is here. We do have quorum. Oh, let me go back. Frank. Frank.
Yes, I'm here. Can you all hear me now?
Yes.
Okay.
I know, saw you there somewhere.
Yes, and checking back, Andrea Turner and Mark Van Landuit.
Mark is running a few minutes late.
Okay, thank you. And Janine Etter. Okay, very good. All right, thank you. That's complete for the roll call.
Thank you. We're going to go ahead and distribute the email ballots for the election of the KPFA Pacific and National Board Directors. You have the opportunity to, if you already know how you're going to vote and your mind's made up, you can send them now. But we will have an opportunity later where each person will be called by name to make sure everybody's had the opportunity to vote. And you can wait if you would like to hear a statement by the people who are running. So the ballots will be sent to you by email by Jose. Right, Jose? Is there anything you want to add here?
Yes. I will go ahead and send those ballots out. Like you said, by email. And so you may begin to email your votes back to me, but if you are going to vote publicly out loud over the phone or in the chat, I ask that you wait for when we actually do voting by roll call. So we're going to try something new today where we will later on go down the list of names and have you vote at that time. So again, if you want to vote via email, you can do so once you've received your ballot. But if you're voting publicly out loud, if you're voting over the phone or directly to me in the chat, let's wait till we do voting by roll call.
Thank you. It'll be a lot easier for the tally and everything if you want to do it the other way. So,
yes. And, I would just say a little bit about the ballots by email. So just what you will do is there are 3 seats open for listeners and 1 seat open for staff. And the names are all at the bottom of the ballot of the nominees. You may write in just the names. And because there's no duplicate names on this election, it's okay to just write in the first name if that's helpful for you. So any questions about that? We will be coming to the voting in a few minutes, so we can talk more about it then. But if there's any burning question right now, we can answer it.
Are we supposed to use the 5-digit code?
Yes. You write your name and a 5-digit code. Then you reply all so that it goes to both Jose and Kai. and then they will be making a chart, and then that chart will be sent, and the calculations will be done by single transferable voting, which is a complex computer program, and we use Plus Choice.
Public software, right.
It's a public domain software for STV.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, so do I have a motion to approve the agenda, which was sent out several days ago?
So moved, Chris Corey.
Thank you, Chris. Do I have a second?
Yes, second. Jerry Gendelman.
Thank you. I'm going to ask if anybody is opposed to approving the agenda to please raise your hand. And ask Jose to check for me. Let me know, Jose. Do you see any opposition?
I see Franklin's hand is up.
Okay.
Hello. I think we were checking in about having public comment at the beginning. I know in the past we talked about it. I think a couple emails went around. Is there a way to do people that are willing to do public comment at the beginning just to do it in case they can't make it to the end? Just going by like my city council, they do it in the beginning. They do it on each topic, and then they do one at the end for people that couldn't make it early. So just in case people can't stay, I was curious if we might let people that need to run to do it in the beginning, like we planned before. Thank you.
You're welcome. I think that because it's been publicly posted, it's time certain we're going to keep it for this meeting because we're voting and it's a particularly special meeting. Sherry Gendelman?
Yeah, I object to the public comments being at the beginning of the meeting. I appreciate that people have to run, but every member of this local station board has to run somewhere and chose not to. And the responsibility of board members is to attend to the business of the station, and which includes listening to public comments. But we have a long agenda to get through, and the public can tune in at the end of the meeting or whenever the scheduled comment time is. But I, for one, object to putting it ahead of board business.
Thank you. Marilyn Langlois?
Yeah, thank you, Franklin, for raising that. I would support having a brief public comment time now and another one at the end. I feel a great responsibility as an elected board member to hear from listeners. I think that's an equally important part of the meetings, to let listeners' views be aired. It wouldn't take too much time. I don't imagine there's more than just a few speakers here now who want to speak. I would really like to listen to whoever's here now briefly. Wouldn't take long. Continue with our business, and then do the time certain public comment at 2:25.
Okay, so we've heard the speakers on the vote now.
I'm raising my hand, Christina.
Oh, I thought you were just giving a thumbs up there.
No, okay. I don't know. What's the difference between, okay, never mind.
It's okay. Go ahead, Carol. Go ahead.
Okay, so we do have a lot to get done, and I think the priority is for the public to hear our reports. I mean, to hear those of the public who want to actually learn about what we're doing, for them to have the opportunity to listen before they speak, to hear the report so they can speak from a place of knowledge. Also, we have guests who are coming to the meeting to do presentations during our reports, and it's important to be timely for that. I believe that it's more inclusive for public comments to be at the end, where they have an opportunity to speak from a place of knowledge and information.
Okay, thank you, Carol. So there's a motion on the floor. Adisa, go ahead.
Good morning. I'd like to support the statement made by Frank Sterling that we have comments at the beginning, at the end. And I think that it's kind of like a sandwich and we're in the middle. And so there could be a balance between both of those, having a set time for the beginning and a set time for the end. And for people, as I shared with earlier, that we honor the time that is allotted for us. Thank you.
Thank you. Daniel.
Yes, I would also like to ask that public comment be at the end. There are people here, I think, who cannot make it later in the day, and I would like to hear from them.
You said at the end, Daniel.
Yes, or I said, I'm not sure if I said that right. There are people here who cannot stay till the end, and I'd like to hear from them.
James? Now. Okay, thank you, Daniel. James McFadden?
I think sure, public comment at the beginning and the end is a great idea.
Sherry?
Yeah, I'd like to move that the discussion on this subject be closed. We're wasting valuable time, and take a vote on it. Though the chair already ruled that for this session, given that fact that the agenda was posted online, that it wouldn't occur for this session.
Thank you, Christine.
I'd just like to second what Marilyn and James McFadden said, that having two public comment sections would be a good idea. One brief one at the beginning so people can attend and ask questions even before hearing the reports, general public questions, and then one at the end or towards the end once they've heard the reports. Over.
Thank you. Aki?
Yeah, I think call the question. Can I call the question and we just vote on it?
If you call the question, it's called, so we should vote on it.
Exactly. It's just a democratic vote, so you just vote.
Okay, so we need to call the question. We need to vote on calling the question. So all those in favor of calling the question, please raise your hand, please. And I'm raising my hand, but I can't do it on this. Just so you know. So I'm going to ask you to count for me, Jose. Would you do that?
Christina, I'm raising my hand.
That's including Carol. I see 8 hands up.
You want us to raise our hands?
Actually, now it's 12.
Well, that's the majority.
Yeah. That's
for it has to be 2/3.
Okay.
Are you counting my hand up, Jose?
Yeah, so that
still count.
That is 13.
Don is physically raising his hand. Did you get that? As opposed to
Donald Goldmarker's hand is up both physically and virtually.
Okay.
And so that is 14.
So that's not 2/3. So
how many voters do we have?
21. How many are present, Carol?
Oh wait, what is
We have 21.
21. So we need 14.
And we got 14, I thought.
Yeah, we have 14. 12 virtual and then including.
Okay, the question is called then appropriately. So now please, everybody should take their hands down. So now we're voting on the actual motion to approve the agenda. And we will remind people again that you can raise your hand under reactions. So all those in favor of approving the agenda, please raise your hands.
I'm raising my hand.
But yeah, definitely 14.
Okay, thank you. So the agenda is approved. It's December minutes were sent out. People should have had an opportunity to review those. So do I have a motion to approve the December minutes?
I move to approve the minutes from December, Sherry Gendelman.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you. I'm going to ask anyone, we'll start out with, if anyone is opposed to approving the December minutes, would you please raise your hand? I'm going to have you check for me, Jose, to make sure I'm not missing anything.
I don't have any hands up.
No. I see no hands up. Okay, so the December minutes are approved. So we're going to move on to presentations and let the record show. I see Mark is here now. Hi, Mark. Good to see you.
Greetings all. Apologies for my delayed presence.
Okay, good to see you. So we will, we'll have the presentation by our nominees now, and we'll go into voting. So, Carol, would you please, call on the nominees?
Yes, just one second. Let's start with listener nominees. Jose, do you have that list of the nominees?
Yes, would you like me to screen share it?
Would you like, yeah, please screen share it, and could you read the names one at a time, please?
Sure, one second.
Starting with the top one. I think that might be Daniel Borgstrom. Yes, Daniel. So, Daniel, do you want to make a brief statement? Like,
let's see. Yes, Daniel here. I'll just say I think everyone knows where I stand on the issues, and that is enough. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Daniel.
Donald?
Yes, good morning, everybody, both those who are
good morning
members and those who are listening or on this Zoom call. I'm running for the Pacifica National Board because I think it's long overdue that people on the board actually know what they're doing, both regard to finances and conducting and running a nonprofit media corporation. Therefore, people who have media experience, who have nonprofit board experience, who have financial experience, are those who should be on the national board. And that's why I'm running as a media professional. Thanks so much.
Thank you. James McFadden.
Hi, I'm James McFadden. I'm on the board for 3 years, and I've been sitting in on PNB meetings off and on during that time, and feel confident I can do a good job on the PNB. Thanks.
Christine Pepin.
Hi, I'm declining the nomination. Thank you.
Thank you, Christina. I mean, Christine. Aki Tanaka?
Yeah, I don't have too much to say except that I have served on the board before, and I think that it's important that we, you know, just work together once we're on the board, and I'm willing to do that.
Thank you. Mark Van Landwood?
Thank you all. So on the board, my chief concern will be the survival of KPFA, and looking over the financial books, the survival of KPFA is the survival of Pacifica. And that survival also means the relevance of Pacifica in terms of programming, in terms of its relevance to communities and to the national discourse. And this is a task I'd be pleased to take on with all of you. 2022 will be a crucial year that will determine the future of Pacifica. Thank you.
Thank you. Tom Voorhees?
Yeah, Tom is declining the nomination. I've had my turn in the barrel. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for your service, Tom, to Pacifica. All right, let's go on to staff nominees. Darlene Pagano.
I've been on the board for a couple of years now, and I really feel like it's a responsibility to step up and participate even further in Pacifica on the national board. I am a person who is not on or in any or either faction, slate, or party, though I have been endorsed by two slates now over the years at different times. And I take that as a sign that I'm doing something right. I have a lot of experience with nonprofit management, including financial and strategic planning. And I hope that that will be a benefit to the National Board. Thank you.
Thank you, Darlene. Frank. Sterling.
Hey, everyone. This is Frank Wynn here. Yeah, I appreciate being nominated. I've been on the board earlier in my career at KPFA for 6 years and did a lot of KPFA board work. I never made it to the national board at that time. I believe the national board is like a large responsibility, and I would not only remind people that actually make it there to remember that the minority is not just a voice in the wilderness that doesn't mean nothing, that they are also there as representatives of the station as a listener or as a staff in my case. And so I think it's important, whether you make it to the national board or not, or even here on the local board, that we really try to incorporate as the incantation, I think is the right word, that we had this morning, and that all voices are heard and taken into consideration. This is a voluntary basis, what we do here. And so that means something, right, that we're all here already putting in our time on Saturday. So I will decline this nomination, but I would appreciate that everybody on the board and everybody that makes it to the national board keep in mind and consideration the thoughts and the concerns of the minority. Thank you.
Thank you, Franklin. I guess that Jose, you want to, I'm not sure, Carol, did you want to call the names or to make sure everybody has an opportunity and receive them to vote?
Yes. So, first of all, does anybody have questions about, first of all, is there anybody who did not get an email ballot? I did send out Franklin LSP raised his hand. Okay.
Frank. Sorry. Yeah, this is Frank here. I put it in the chat last time. If Jose can hear me, I'd prefer to use my Franklin LSB account. I could put it back in the chat. You're sending it to like one of my old personal accounts. That's like not always my first priority. So I have a LSB account. I'll put it in the chat to Jose again. And but I did receive it at my other, account. So thank you. And lastly, I didn't finish saying that I have a lot of faith in Darlene as a, representative for us as well. And, I appreciate all the work that she's done coming up through KPFA and the apprenticeship program and the LSB and everything. So thank you.
And so Franklin, if you did receive the ballot, can you email your votes?
Yes, I'll use it. I'm just, in the future, I'd appreciate gotcha. If I use my LSB account. Thank you.
Gotcha.
Frank, will you please send me an email to that? Is that just for voting?
You use it all the time, Carol. That's my Frank F. Sterling LSB 2019 at gmail.com. So okay. I'll just put it in the chat to you too. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right. So I'm going to call the roll, and you do not need to vote out loud. You certainly may vote anonymously. The purpose of this roll call will be to ask each of you, because last time when we had voting, it was somewhat chaotic with some people phoning in and other people writing in the chat, and it becomes confusing for the people counting the votes. So I'm going to go through and I'm going to ask each person to say what their method is, if they voted by email, if they're voting in the chat, if they need a phone call, or if they are phoning, and we want to be inclusive, and at the same time, we need to have it go in an orderly way. So I'm going to start with Adisa Armand. Adisa, please, can you tell me what method of voting you're using?
Yes, I will. I will use the email that Jose will send.
Okay, thank you.
Adisa, that has been sent already.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
You got it. So yeah, if you can just shoot me those votes, that'd be great.
Okay, thank you.
Just to clarify, part of the purpose of this is to make sure each person has been able to vote. So we want to be sure we don't miss anybody, leave anybody behind. So thank you, Adisa. Okay, go ahead, Carol.
Thank you. Daniel Borgstrom, what method will you be using to vote?
Okay, I just tried the email and didn't seem to be able to make it work. So can I just vote out loud? I can vote right now. Would that be okay?
Yes, you may.
Okay, I vote for listener candidate James McFadden. James McFadden.
Thank you. Okay.
And I'm sorry, that was James McFadden, right, for listener candidate.
Correct, James McFadden.
Yes, and we will not be doing staff voting because there is only one person running. Okay, so Darlene is the staff director. Chris Corey, what is your method of voting?
I'm voting via email.
Okay.
And that has been recorded.
Oh, good. Okay.
Okay, Brian Crowell, what is your method of voting?
Yeah, I voted via email.
Okay.
And yes, it's been recorded.
Great.
Okay, Fred Dodsworth, what is your method of voting?
I will vote by email, and okay. I just voted.
Okay. All right, Janine Etter, what is Janine, are you here? Okay. Sherry Gendelman, what's your voting method?
I voted by email and had my vote confirmed by Jose.
Thank you. Donald Goldmacher, what is your voting method?
I voted by email.
Leslie Howard, what is your voting method?
I already voted by email.
Thank you, Leslie. Christina Huggins, what is your voting method?
I voted by email.
Thank you, Christina. Lily Kimura, what is your voting method?
I already voted by email.
Thank you, Lily. Marilyn Langlois, what is your voting method?
I voted by email and have received a confirmation that my vote was noted.
Thank you, Marilyn. Philip Maldari, what is your voting method?
Well, can I just do it out loud?
If you would like to, yes, you may.
So I'm voting for three people, correct?
You may vote for as many people as you like, and there are three seats on the board.
Okay, I'm voting for Donald Goldmacher. I'm voting for Mark Ben-Lewitt. And I'm voting for Akio Tanaka, in that order.
Thank you. James McFadden, what is your voting method?
I voted by mail.
Thank you, James. Darlene Pagano, what is your voting method?
I have voted by email.
Thank you. Christine Pepin, what's your voting method?
I already voted by mail, by email.
Thank you. Frank Sterling, what is your voting method?
I already sent mine in by email, thank you.
Catherine Tuktokin, what is your voting method?
I voted by email.
Thank you, Catherine. Aki Tanaka, what is your voting method?
I voted by email.
Andrea Turner, are you there? Andrea. Okay. Mark Van Landwit, what is your voting method?
Voted by email.
Tom Voorhees, what is your voting method?
Tom is voting verbally for James McFadden.
Thank you, Tom. I record your vote for James McFadden. I acknowledge it. Okay. Carol Wolfley, I am voting by email. Jose, I haven't had a chance to get to it yet, but I will. Zach Caldfier, what is your voting method?
Email.
Thank you. Okay. All right. So that is, the completion of the roll call for the voting for the, KPFA Pacifica National Board Directors, three listener candidate seats. And, the voting will be open, until 1 p.m. And, any questions at this time? And we can take down the names, Jose, if you want to.
Sure. Just give me a moment. I have,
I
have a bunch of emails I need to record.
Carol, did you get your email in?
Thank you, darling. I'm going to get to that in a minute. Thanks for the reminder. And I want to congratulate so many people who voted by email, and what a easy, smooth process that was. Very helpful.
And thank you, Jose and Kai, for coming up with an idea of making sure we checked in with each person to make it go better, too.
Yeah, thanks. It's
very helpful.
Yeah. Okay.
I'd like to recognize Frank Sterling for stepping up and making us unanimous in the staff decision.
Yes, that was gracious. Definitely. Thank you, Frank. Let me know when you're ready to move on, Carol.
Okay, ready.
Okay, so we had a little kerfuffle with our election of our treasurer, because our treasurer is still on the Pacifica National Board and terms out on the 27th of January. So we just want a nomination to confirm him as our treasurer-elect. So he will be seated as the treasurer-elect on the 28th.
I nominate him.
just motion to confirm treasurer-elect. Do I have a second for that?
I second, and I would like to actually put it into the chat. I do have a motion. Chris, did you have a motion, or did you want me to use something?
Well, I do have the motion, that we discussed the other day to help resolve this. And actually, I worded it in such a way that it'll cover us in the future for this sort of an incident. If anybody wants me what's the term when you back up a motion?
Motivate it.
If you want me to motivate it, I can, but I'll type it into the chat right now.
I think it would be good to read it aloud as well.
Yes, that would be good. Chris, would you read it for us? After you type it in.
And unmute yourself.
Point of order. Christina.
Yes.
Andrea is calling in. Andrea, can you please call in, please, and say hello?
Oh, okay. I should call in?
No, just say hello so that people can hear your voice.
Oh, yes. Hello, everybody.
Hi, Andrea. Yeah. Hope you're feeling better and doing well.
Yes, and Andrea, did you want to vote out loud, or did you want Jose to phone you?
I was going to vote out loud.
Go ahead.
Hold on just 1 minute. Yeah, it's Aki Don. I think you have everybody. Do you have a phone?
Do you want, Jose can call you on your phone if that will help you, Andrea.
Okay.
Okay, he'll call you right now on your phone.
Okay, give me a few.
All right. Thank you.
That's okay, Andrea. Be well. We love you.
Get well soon.
Yeah, take care, Andrea.
Sending healing vibes.
Thank you. Yes. Be well. And call us when you get it, when you feel better.
And bye. While Jose does that, perhaps Chris can read aloud this, this thing that he's put into the chat.
Yeah. Okay. Here goes. Ready? May I have the floor, Chair?
Yes. Go ahead, Chris.
All right. Whereas the elections for LSB officers precedes that of the PNB directors by 1 to 2 months. And whereas it is understood that the LSB officers cannot devote proper time to their duties if serving as PNB directors. And whereas the needs for the continuity, completion of duties and staffing of committees necessarily yields to the PNB director. And whereas directors may, upon occasion, seek local office with the LSB, we, the directors of the KPFA LSB, assert the following. So this is the motion, that those directors chosen to run for election as LSB officers will be officers elect until such a time as the PNB seats replacement directors, and that the officers who occupy those seats shall also remain in their positions until that time. Do you want me to motivate this?
Yes, please go ahead.
So the part of the bylaws in question here is Article 7, Section 5. I don't have the wording of it in front of me, but it's basically designed to exclude officers of an LSB from running for the PNB. If you have been around long enough to remember it, this is exactly the situation I found myself in 2018. And so I was actually quite aware of this provision of the bylaws at that time. And the reason that it's written the way it is because the order of succession allows you to vacate your post. It gives you 6 weeks to get your act together. It's going to use the other word there. And so you have time to organize your affairs and get everything in order before you move on to your directorship of the PNB. And if it works the other way around, as I'm doing here, I'm basically stepping down from the PNB to the LSB. It's exactly the opposite. You have no time. In fact, your time is taken away from you if you interpret the bylaws in the opposite way that they were intended. There's actually no exclusion in the bylaws, in my reading of it, that prevents this. So I believe that this motion comports with the bylaws. And I also believe that it provides, as I said in the motion, the continuity to both positions, to both the treasurer and the PNB position, the directorship position, that allows, you know, proper functioning of both the committees at the PNB itself, and the local station board.
Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome. And
thank you for stepping up for your treasurer. It's an important position. I very much appreciate that you're willing to do that.
I'm actually really looking forward to it. Candidly, I was reluctant to ever vacate that position. KPFA is my primary interest, and being at the PNB level is a difficult challenge. There is a lot in it, of course, for KPFA to have our people up in those positions, because that's where the real change takes place, is at the PNB level. The local level, you know, is far more provincial in terms of interest. It's more of an informative role, but it's the role that I originally took on, and it's the one I intended to keep. But the needs of this organization are that people step up and take those director's positions. So I just wanted to add everybody who ran today, and because it is burdensome, you know, it takes some effort. And but I really think that it's important for people that are motivated by the interests of Pacifica to do so. So thank you.
Great. Thank you, Chris. Carol, did we have a second on the motion? I think you seconded it, did you?
I seconded.
Okay, so now we're voting on the motion itself to confirm our treasurer-elect. I'm going to ask if there's anybody who is, Christine, you had a question?
Sorry, I got mixed up with the hand and the reaction. I just had a question.
Yes, go ahead.
Make sure I understand this motion, Chris, just for clarification. So does that mean that since you accept being a treasurer, then you have to step down from being a PNB director? But the motion really is about staying PNB director until someone else is being elected, and so assuming both roles in the meantime? I'm not sure I understand
That's not it. Go ahead, Chris, clarify.
Okay.
Sure, I'll clarify it. So no, I can't have both roles at once. In fact, the PNB declared our last treasurer election null and void. So what I'm essentially saying is that so that we don't have a special meeting, have to have a special meeting in order to fill the treasurer seat. That's what that would be a requirement if we didn't do what I'm suggesting in this motion. We simply have the treasurer as treasurer elect, the treasurer role as treasurer elect, and I continue to serve as PNB director in the meantime. I would also add that, you know, just to help you make sense of this, everybody who's elected a director today is actually a director elect. Mm-hmm. I mean, nobody ever says that, but it's a fact because until you are seated at the PNB, which won't happen until the 27th, you are not serving as a director of the PNB. And so all I'm doing is making that possible the other way around through this motion.
Thank you. Does that clear it up for you, Christine?
If it's not, I'll try one more time. So
can I try?
Sure. Go ahead, please.
You can't hold both positions at once. We elected our treasurer. So what the motion does is it confirms he's our treasurer-elect, but he won't be officially our treasurer until he terms out of the board on the 27th.
Okay.
Okay?
So he hasn't resigned from being – okay. Okay, got
it. No, he has not
the PNB director yet, but
– he will transition to being treasurer and off the board after he terms out on the 27th.
Yeah, there's actually no need for me to resign because I will be replaced. That's right. That's how it'll go.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. So now on the motion itself, to confirm our treasurer elect, I'm going to ask anybody who objects to please raise their hand. And I don't know, Christine, if you wanted to object or if your hand is just still up there. Okay, could you check for me, Jose? I see no hands raised. Are there any hands raised to object?
I don't see any now.
It's pretty much a pro forma action. So, okay, it looks like it's unanimous that we are confirming our treasurer-elect, Chris Corey. And congratulations and condolences, Chris. Thank you.
No, thank you. I appreciate being back home. I really thank everyone for putting me up for this position, and I look forward to it. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so at this point, we are going to continue with our delegate meeting, and we're going to transition to our KPFA LSB regular meeting. And I'm going to ask for, we have presentations and discussion about the financial and programming crisis at KPFK and WBAI and the impact on KPFA and Pacifica. So Carol, I believe that you were going to announce who will be speaking for us.
Yes. So we had told, our Ali Lexa is going to be speaking from Los Angeles, and we had told him to join at 12:30. So what I would like to do is for us to take a break and come back at 12:30 for our presentations from the Pacifica about KPFK and WBAI.
Okay, so we will break until 12:30. People finally get a chance to actually eat during our meeting.
Hold on here.
Yep. Yeah.
No. Christina?
Yes, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I don't agree with taking a break. Can we move another agenda item up into this slot? Because people do, you know, people have a calendar that they're working from. And I assume others might feel similarly.
So you can make a motion and put that, make a motion to move up the reports on the agenda, to amend the agenda.
I so move.
I second it.
Okay. So there is a motion on the floor to move the reports up on the agenda. So I would ask for all the people who are in favor of Donald's motion. Or should I do it the opposite way? I don't know. Everybody who's in favor of moving the reports up on the agenda, please raise your hand.
We're doing it electronically, I assume.
Correct. And Jose, do you count how many hands?
And I'm voting for that, Carol.
Okay. Well, it appears to me we have a majority who are in favor of that. And so is that correct, Jose? How many hands?
Correct.
Great. Okay. So we have 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That would be 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. I see 16. Is that right, Jose?
Including Carol, correct.
Okay. Okay. So we will be moving the reports up. So, reports can start now. So we have,
Aki, did you have a report from the elections committee?
No, I don't.
Okay.
The PNB.
Yeah, just a second, Donald. So, Chris, being on the PNB still, do you have a PNB report that you could give us on what's going on?
Sure. I mean, I had a lot to say about KPFK, of course, but I think that's part of the later discussion. Is that correct?
That's, as I see it from the way the agenda
okay.
That is correct.
Okay. I'm trying to think beyond that. I'm part of three committees. I'm part of the coordinating committee, strategic planning, and national finance. Coordinating meets once a month to set the agendas. That's been going smoothly, actually. There's going to be a special meeting for coordinating here coming up to do the delegate seating, the PMB delegate director seating on the 27th. So that'll be the last time that committee meets under my leadership. I'm chair of that committee. Strategic Planning Committee has been bandying about some fundraising options, and the two primary focuses these days, foci, are the bond measure, which basically would retire all of the debt of the organization in favor of a membership bond, and the NFT, is that what the acronym is, the non-fungible token idea for the archives. Both of those are gaining some steam. I actually got the bond measure quoted out of an outfit in New York. Unfortunately, they have been unresponsive for the last month, so I'm going to maybe have to find another broker for it. But it's actually not a brokership. It's a legal firm. That's how those things are handled. Because it's a private placement offering. And then of course the NFC has been meeting and has been primarily bound up in the KPFK issue, but also it's the beginning of the budget season. So there's been some budgeting activity going on. I think the only station that has, we haven't actually heard any budgets yet, but KPFA's budget, I think, is coming up here shortly at that committee. So that would be about the length and measure of it. Unless anybody has any questions.
I do. I would like you, could you explain to us exactly what the non-fungible token committee for the archives exactly is?
Okay. So, this idea came through Lyndon Foley. He proposed that, that we do NFTs for the archival material, non-fungible tokens for those of you not familiar.